While the recession that hit last year appears to be over, it's not clear what kind of recovery will replace it. Commentator Paul Podolsky says the economy is outwitting forecasters, bulls and bears alike.
18 months after the Fed began cutting rates, stocks have yet to enjoy a sustained rally, a worrisome sign. Yet consumers haven't skipped a beat despite a terrorist attack, accounting scandals, rising unemployment, and sinking stocks. Ironically, the best ever month for retail sales was in October, at precisely the time consumer confidence was plunging. Bulls, who predicted a swift, V-shaped recovery, have been proven wrong. In fact, if stocks don't start recovering soon, this will be the first time since 1941 that equities have fallen 3 years in a row. Bears, who anticipated a simultaneous contraction of business and consumer spending, were also wrong. The economy, meanwhile, continues to sputter along, showing signs of strength here, a little setback there. But many of us are wondering, how is consumer spending holding up so well with the market struggling and a new national security warning every week? To be sure, there are signs, warnings from the likes of Warren Buffett and Dick Cheney are being taken seriously. Beyond weak stocks, the dollar is under pressure and gold has shot higher as investors snap up anything that they believe may see them through the most dire of outcomes. Miraculously, the consumer keeps on buying. But while the resilience of the U.S. consumer is inspiring, it won't revive the go-go years of the late 1990s. The key ingredient for that fallen souffle, and the consumer buoyancy it engendered, was outsized corporate profit expectations. The good news is that while the market is still skeptical about stocks, corporate profits have actually rebounded substantially from their lows last year. It's these profits that ultimately feed consumer spending, and it looks like the urge to spend will last as long as the profits do.
The comments of Paul Podolsky, Chief Foreign Exchange Strategist at Fleet Boston Financial.